Hello my people, how you na day? How you all doing? Long time no podcast, yeah. Now this is welcome to episode 3 of my podcast. So in my previous podcast, let me say the last podcast, I spoke about enters and its present effect at that point. Please let us not forget that the major purpose of this podcast is just to talk about mental health issues. Doesn't mean we'll not be talking about trending things. Of course we will, but we'll be linking those trending things to its effect and with its effects, pardon me, sorry, with its effect on our mental health. Yeah. So now this episode is what I tag "What Next." You all must be wondering why I tagged this "What Next." Well, what next in the sense that, I mean, throughout last month, we're all about the enters and stuff. The heat was still very much high, but right now it's a little bit low. It's still very effective, but it's a little bit low, not as high as it was before. And then we saw videos, we saw pictures that were overwhelming, that we had to advise people to stay off social media for a while just to, you know, protect their sanity. Because even me, myself, I had to like stay off for a while. Yeah, I guess that I was just seeing, or let me say, I was just all about that present time. I didn't talk about the after effect of the whole event. Yeah, so now today, why I tagged it "What Next" is because I'm going to be talking about the after effect that we didn't pay attention to. Yeah, so but basically this podcast, this episode will just be, you know, might not really be towards those that were just online protesters. It's really about those that were, you know, offline protesters that were actually in the event physically, in that sense. So I'll be linking this with the after effects, which in mental health is called PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Now this is the after effect of a dreadful event. I believe we got that. This is the after effect of a terrifying, let me use that word, of a terrifying event. Most times from rape, from accidents, from different things, but this time I won't be talking about that side of it. I'll be talking more in line with the protest. So yeah, for those that were actively there, that were physically present in those, in that event, sorry, I feel like a lot of them at this point will be undergoing this disorder. Don't get me wrong, not all of them. Let's just say some of them. For some people that were actually there, especially those that had the front line, would be going through this. Now, this PTSD comes in form of flashbacks, nightmares. No, they tend to like remember the whole event exactly the way it is, especially when they see something that just makes them to, you know, remember. Like in terms of rape now, PTSD of rape, somebody that was sexually abused, somebody that was raped, you know, when the person sees something that maybe sees a guy that is trying to like struggle with another girl, it brings back the event, and you know, the person gets so defensive and stuff like that because the person has been in that situation. Now this also can come as a can come in form of anxiety, severe anxiety. The person gets anxious, so scared of whatever it is, they don't know what to come out of it and stuff. Now imagine somebody going through all these kind of things, and then you are trying to explain to somebody, you even have evidences and stuff, and then the person tells you that it's a lie. of course, that increases your chances of going through PTSD. Because you feel like, but this thing actually happened. Why is nobody believing me? Do you get? So now for those, this is my little advice for those that might be undergoing this stress disorder, this post-traumatic stress disorder. I've not been able to like talk so much about it. I believe I'll do that in my next episode and give you details about PTSD. I just wanted to lay a foundation so that you understand what I'm talking about. So for those that might be undergoing this, it might not even be in terms of the protest. Do you get? It might just be maybe anything that happened to you, be it sexual abuse and stuff. You need to seek for professional help. You need to see a therapist. They can help you through it. There are people that healed by themselves. I'm not saying you can't heal by yourself, but when it gets too when it gets too much, you need to seek professional help. This way you'll be able to like suppress it and you'll be able to flow with everybody, because those suffering from PTSD find it hard, you know, coping with the normal way of life, adjusting to the way things are being done in that sense. So I believe I was able to like explain what next was all about. Thank you for your patience. This is actually one of my longest episodes, but thank you for your patience and hope to see you or hear from you, I don't know, in the next episode. Please, you can drop your comments. If you have questions to ask, you can drop it in the comment section, or you know, just find a way to get through to me or through my email, arikiade28@gmail.com. You could just get through me to me through my email, ask questions, or if you need to speak with, get professional help, I could link you up with some professionals who would help you through it. Thank you very much. I remain your favorite mental health advocate, Oluwatomisin Adedotun. See you next time.